Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Chaf Dalet. We will begin with Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom of the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Amud. Now the Gemara begins to analyze in depth what is a tam and what is a mu'ud. Ezu tam, after an animal is declared a mu'ud, the Mishnah wants to know how could that animal revert back to being a tam? There is a mu'ud. And what is the definition of a mu'ud? Says the Mishnah, the definition of a mu'ud is kol she'ida bo shloisha yomim. That for 3 days, the owner was told your animal is doing damage. If it did damage for 3 days, it becomes a mu'ud. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Yehuda. Ramei Omer, mu'ud she'ida bo shloisha pomim. You don't need to have 3 days, you just need to have three times that this animal did damage, did keren, and even if it did it, shlosh pamim, they did it. This animal did the damage 3 times in 1 day. That will be enough for it to become a mu'ud. And as we began, how does the animal revert back to being a tam? The tam ko she tanoikus mishamshimbay. As long as the children play with this animal, then in the geach. And it doesn't do damage, it's able to stay calm, that's a proof that it reverted back. The Gemara, as we're going to see, says that an animal needs 3 days to become, 3 separate days, as Rabbi Yehuda just said, to become a mu'ud, and it reverts back to being a tam if children play with it, like Ramea says. Says Tosfos that children playing with the mu'ud is not the only way that it could lose its status of being a mu'ud. Rather, says Tosfos, if it sees other animals on 3 separate days, that also will make that it should no longer be a mu'ud. Says Tosfos, what Rameyer means to say in our Mishnah is that besides for this way of a mu'ud going back to being a tam, is if it saw animals three days, and didn't do damage, that's a proof that it's not a mu'ud. But the Mishnah is adding another example, and that another way of losing that status. And the other way of losing that status is by not having children play with it. The Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and he says that once we paskin like Rameyer, how a mu'ud reverts back to being a tam is by playing with children. That is the only way it won't be a tam. It says, ask the Mashal, if an animal becomes a mu'ud by doing damage to an animal 3 times, and then for 3 times it doesn't do the damage, or 3 days it doesn't do the damage, why isn't that much more of a proof that it reverted back to being a tam? Says the Eli Rabba, to explain the Rambam, he says, it's much easier to establish a chazaka by doing something than by not doing something. So when an animal does damage 3 times, we have to assume that it will continue to act in that manner and cause damage, because we've seen that this is the habit of this animal. The habit of this animal is that it does damage. For to lose that chazaka, it's not just enough that it sees animals 3 times and doesn't do damage. That isn't going to be enough, says the Eli Rabba in explaining the Rama's opinion, to make that the animal should not be a mu'ud anymore. We have to actually see something much more. And what does that mean, seeing much more? Seeing much more means having the animal, having children actively play with the animal and the animal still not reacting, that clearly, that's the only way to have a clear indication that this animal has changed. Begins the Achrayim try to understand when we're saying that an animal becomes a mu'ud. How do we understand that? Does that mean that if we see the animal acts this way, it did damage three times, that is an indication that that is the nature of this animal. Or is pshat, that once the animal acted this way three times, now it has become a mu'ud. So the Stipler quotes the Gemara Masechta Babasra, where the Gemara Masechta Babasra discusses the halachas of chazaka, that a chazaka is established after three times. And the Gemara in Masechta Babasra compares that, connects that halacha to our Gemara. Says, and Tosfos explains, that just like a shor is considered a nachan after it did it three times, on property as well, if somebody took produce from that property three times, that's an indication that he is the owner of that property. So says the Stipler, what do we see from that? That if I see somebody ate from a property three times and nobody said anything, that's a proof that it's always been my that person's property. Here too, the Shara Mu'ud is, by doing this, it's a proof that it was doing, that this is what it, this animal was for forever. Tosfos also quotes the Machloikas of Rebbe Yerim Shimon ben Gamliel, Machloikas we learned in Masechta Yevamos, how many times does it take to make a chazaka? Two times or three times? And we learned over there that the opinion of Rebbe is that a chazaka is established after two times. And that's what the Gemara over there said, Daloch is. And that's why we learned that a woman whose two of her husbands already passed away, under normal circumstances, becomes a katlonis, and she can't get married. So ask Tosfos, why over there do we pass in like Rebbe that a chazaka established after two times? And over here, we're saying that an animal doesn't become a mu'ud until after three times. So the simple pshat, as I'm going to learn in the Gemara in a moment, that this halacha is, this halacha that an animal becomes a mu'ud after three times, is based on a pasuk. So in other words, explains Tosfos, that even though in other areas of halacha, an animal only becomes, a chazaka is established after two times, according to Rebbe, here is a special halacha. Rav Shlomo says, so according to Tosfos, Rebbe on his own would actually maybe suggest that a mu'ud takes two times. Just because there's a pasuk, which we're going to learn, says it should be three times. Says Rav Shlomo, in the Chiddush of Rav Shlomo Hyman, he says, an animal, even Rebbe would agree, needs three negichas to be considered a nachin. Why? He says, if the first time, it's not considered anything. And since it's not considered anything, until we see that it's starting to establish itself, we don't count the first time. And since we don't count the first time, the halacha is, that's why even Rebbe would agree that you need to have three times. The Ramban actually disagrees with Tosfos. And the Ramban says that indeed, according to Rebbe, an animal will become a mu'ud after two times. Rebbe, consistent with his opinion, that it always takes two times to make a chazaka. What does it mean when the Mishnah said, according to Rebbe, and as we, Remeir, and as we said, that's the halacha, that it reverts back to being a tam, kol she tenoikos misham shebo ven negeach. So the Rashba explains that the place where this animal became a mu'ud through is with its horns. That's how Karen is done. So the children have to play with the horns of an animal to prove that it's not, that's how it's not going to be a proof that's back to be a tam. So ask Tosfos, we've always learned the la'odam yesh mazel. And when we learn the Gemaras that say la'odam yesh mazel, we always explain those Gemaras to mean that a person, you can't, a person has a malach, a person has intelligence to watch himself. So if that's the concept that we always understand, that la'odam yesh mazel, so ask Tosfos, Why? Because a child played with this animal. Are we confident that he's not a mu'ud anymore? The person maybe had a mazel. So Tosfos says, yes, a person has a mazel. But if we see that children are playing with them, so that is a proof that an animal that's a mu'ud, mazel, with mazel or without mazel, then it's a proof that it's not a mu'ud anymore. However, the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, because of this question, has a different approach. And the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz says that it's the children that play with it, that Rameyah says, but when the children play with it and agitate it, the proof that it's not a mu'ud is because in that case, it's not doing damage to a shor. I think what the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz means to say, if it's not doing damage to a person, that isn't necessarily an indication of anything. Only when it's not doing damage to an animal, at that point, and only at that point, will it be clearly an indication that it's not a mu'ud. Another, it also could be, it depends on how we understand this concept of L'Adam Yesh Mazel. In our shiurim, when we've discussed this concept of L'Adam Yesh Mazel, we've actually given two different explanations. One explanation of L'Adam Yesh Mazel, we've explained, means that a person has the intelligence to know to watch out. An animal doesn't have that intelligence. If that's the taich of L'Adam Yesh Mazel, so from the fact that a child is not that way, the child doesn't necessarily have the intelligence to watch himself. And if a child was not touched by the mu'ud, it's a proof that the animal is no longer a mu'ud. But if we say that the definition, as we've said previously, of L'Adam Yesh Mazel is a person has a malach that watches him, if the explanation is connected to the person having a malach watching him, if that's the explanation, then it would be very, very different. And then the halacha would actually, then maybe it would be even the fact that a child play with him, and then that would be a raya, that it's not a mu'ud anymore. Begins the Gemara to explain, as we just explained, the halachas of our Mishnah. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that only with 3 days does an animal become a mu'ud? Omar Abayis, Abayis says, because it's based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Oynai dekishon nagachu b'tmol shulshim v'lo yishmerenu ba'alof." So says Abayis, the way to understand the pasuk is tmol is chad, 1 day, mitmol is 2 days, the extra mem. So we have 2 days, trey, and then the pasuk says the word shulshim to teach us tlosa, and then the pasuk says v'lo yishmerenu ba'alof. So from here we see that only at the fourth time that it does a negicha does it become a mu'ud. Rav Amar, Rav says, t'mol, it would make a difference if it said t'mol or mitmol. Well, that's not the point. Chad, that means 1 day. Shulshlam is trey. V'lo yishmerenu ha'idna, it wasn't watched till now the third time. Chayiv, at that point, at this point, according to Rebbe, that's when it becomes Chayiv Nezek Shalom. So according to Rashi, understanding of the Gemara, there's a very fundamental machloikis of Rava and Abaya. According to Abaya, you won't have to pay Nezek Shalom until the fourth Negicha. And according to Rava, by the third Negicha. And Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra clearly indicates that you're not chayiv until the first and until the fourth time. And he says Rashi had to obviously have changed his position, and Rashi will agree that that is not the machloikis of Rava and Rabbi Yehuda. But I saw that there are other achrayinim that explain that according to Abaya, by Negicha Revius, you have to pay Nezek Shalom. But, in other words, in trying to understand the Machloikis of Bayan Rava. So some Achronim suggest that the Machloikis of Bayan Rava is, yes, everybody agrees, as Tosfos just said, you only have to pay by the fourth negicha. But the Gemara, the question is, what does that mean? According to Rava, as soon as the fourth negicha takes place, the halacha is that you have to pay nezek sholim. According to Abaya, you wouldn't be chayiv nezek sholim until the fourth negicha that took place on the fourth day. And that's why that would be the machlekes. Rameya, ask the Gemara Rameya in our Mishnah that says that even if the animal did damage all three times in one day, it becomes a mu'ud. My Tama, what is the basis of Rameya's opinion? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, Amar Rameya. Says Rameya, Richek Negiyah Chaysov, if in a situation where the animal did damage in three different days, says the Halacha, Chayiv, the animal becomes a mu'ud and has to pay Nezek Sholem. So certainly in the case of Kiev and the Gechaysov, when it did the damage close to each other, like Hoshkein, that it will be Chayiv. Amalei. So that's why he says, if it did damage in 3 days, it becomes a mu'ud. Certainly in 1 day, it would become a mu'ud. Amalei. So they said to Rameya, Zavach Techeach, that I'll bring a raya from a Zava. And it's important to give the introduction of the halacha midaraisa of a zava. According, the halacha teaches us, and again I emphasize this, the halacha midaraisa, a woman's life is a cycle of 11 and 7 days. During the 7 days, a woman, by having a expelling dam, at that point she becomes a nida. The halacha midaraisa is, if a nida sees dam for all 7 days, but at the end of the 7 days, she's no longer seeing dam, she's no longer a nida. Now we have the 11 days that she can become a zava. The halacha by a zava is she has to see the dam ziva for 3 consecutive days. If she sees it only for 2 days, the halacha is that she becomes a zava ketana, and she only has to be shemeres yom keneged yom, keep 1 day clean. If she sees for 3 days, she becomes a zava gedoyla, and she has to wait for zay nekiyim and bring a carbon. So says the Gemara Amalei. So they said to Rameya, zava teicheach, that the aloch is, as we just said, richa kavri yisrael, only if she saw dam in 3 days is the alocha that she's tameya. However, if kivri yisrael, if she saw all 3 re'is, all 3 times she saw dam, were on 1 day, the halacha she's Torah. So we see that actually we have a precedent in halacha that you have to wait for 3 days, 1 day is inadequate. Says the Gemara, Amalem, so Ramei defends himself from Azov. Hareyu Oimer, the Torah speaks about Azov. And Azov and Azov are very, very different. First of all, Azov is dam. Zov is a liquid that exits the person's body, which is a unique liquid. It's not dam, it's not blood, and it's not shechvezer, it's not semen, it's zov. And the Gemara, Masech Nida, will amitz Hashem teach us what are the simonim, what lets us know that this person has the ria of a zov. And the Torah speaks about the person, the man, having the ria of zov. And the Torah Kedoshis uses the words v'zois tia toh masoi, v'zoivoi, Rab Sara Zavai, I hechtim Bazara Mazavai Tumasahi. The Tosuk says the word Zav 3 times. From here we learn that if he saw it even if 3 times in 1 day, he's a Zav. So says the Gemara Amalan Ramey says to them, Hareyu Oimi by the Zav, it says, the Zav's tears Tumasa Bazavai, Tala Kosova Zav Barias. The Torah connects the Zav to the amount of times that he saw 3 Rias. That's a zav b'yomim, says the Gemara. Since we see that the Torah differentiates that, so we can't learn from a shara mu'ud from that, says the Gemara. Mahayin da zoyis l'mat zav mariyos. Who says that the pasuk v'zoyis tumasa b'zavoy is coming to teach us that a zav doesn't become a zav just with 3 rias. Rather, as we just said, you have to have 3 days. Ask the Gemara, maybe what the pasuk is coming to teach us, that the zav doesn't become tummy with yomim. Answers the Gemara, I'm a kra, and even if he saw 3 days, he wouldn't be a zav. Says the Gemara, Amar Krav Azov Azovoy Lezochin Nekeva Makish Zochin Nekeva. The Torah is connecting the halacha of a male to a female. Man Nekeva, just like a woman, becomes a Zova in 3 days. Av Zocher, so too a Zocher will become a Zov B'yomim, even if he saw the 3 day Rias in 3 separate days. Ask the Gemara, if that's what we're doing, why don't we say the other way? V'lakish Nekeva Lezocher, and say Ma Zocher B'rias, that if a Zocher saw 3 Rias in 1 day, he becomes a Zov. So we should say, Af Nekeva B'rias, if she saw 3 Rias in 1 day, she will become a Zova. And says the Gemara, Hamit Rachmana, the Torah says, V'zois, to teach us that a Zov and a Zova are not treated necessarily the exact same way. So ask the Gemara, why are we saying to teach that the way to understand the Pasuk is that a Zov becomes a Zov even with 3 days, but a Zova can't become a Zova with 3 Reyes? Maybe we should say just the opposite. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Zova becomes a Zova even with 3 Reyes in 1 day, and the Pasuk is to tell us that the Zov only becomes a Zov with 3 Reyes in 1 day. Answers the Gemara, the Pasuk that says V'zois, Mistab is a Pasuk that speaks about Reyes. Mistab Rekoyber Reyes, the Pasuk is speaking about how many times you saw whatever you saw, Memayit Reyes, and it's coming to tell us that just seeing 3 times will not make you a Zov. But Koyber Reyes, that the Pasuk is speaking Reyes, and saying it's coming to say that Yomim, that a Zov doesn't become a Zov with 3 days, it's 2 different subjects. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So now begins the Gemara, Eiz Amud, what is the definition of Amud? Kol Sheida by Shloish Yomim. If he was warned 3 times, not for 3 times, he did damage. Tam, Sheitanokim Shamsha by Venin Gayach de Rabbi Yossi. Rav Shimon Rami Amud, Kol Sheida by Shloish Pamim, if it did damage 3 times, even in 1 day, it's only that halacha is only used how it can lose its status of being a mu'ud. Amar Nachman, Amar Avada Barhava. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'mu'ud. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda with mu'ud, that an animal only becomes a mu'ud within 3 days. Shirei Rabbi Yossi Maidalai, because we have Rabbi Yossi agreeing with him. And of course, ask the Mefarshim, if that's the case, that the point is not Rabbi Yehuda, the point is Rabbi Yossi, so why don't we say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? So Taisa says that since in the Mishnah, the Machlaikas is taught as a Machlaikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, that was the way people related to this Machlaikas. Amalei Ravala Ravna, and Amalei Rav Nachman Meimela Kalokra Mei Batam, the Lochsakra Mei Batam, that until the animal no longer does damage with children, that when children playing with it, that's the Lochsakra Rav Yossi Moidalai. Amalei Rav Nachman, Vilema Ma Lochra Mei Bemud, why don't we just say that the Lochsakra Mei is Ramud? Why do we have to say, why don't that only that an animal can become a Mood in 1 day, Rav Shimon Maidalai, because Rav Shimon agreeing with him, so shouldn't that point in his direction? So, and why don't we say that Lachzak Yehuda Batam, Rav Shimon Maidalai, Amma Leis Rav said to Rav Nachman, Anak Rav Yossi Svilei. What's pushing me always is Rav Yossi's opinion. Why is Rav Yossi's opinion? Because we have a klal, we have a rule in Shas, Rav Yossi in the Muka Emai, we always follow the Lachzak of Rav Yossi. So there's a machlokes rishonim. The Gemara just taught us that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi because Nemukei Imai. Is that the halacha that we always follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi? Or is it only the fact that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi when we don't have a rabbin arguing with Rabbi Yossi? But if we'll have a rabbin arguing with Rabbi Yossi, we wouldn't necessarily paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Machlokes rishonim. The Tor in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Yud Dalet, quotes the Maram Rotenberg that said that every year on Shmini Atzeres, he would say Mashiv Aruch HaMoyer Degeshem 90 times, which is the amount of times we say Mashiv Aruch HaGeshem in the 30 days, because Why did he do this? So he explains that if a person, once the winter comes, and he's supposed to say Mashvaruch Amayit Geshem, and he's not sure if he said Mashvaruch Amayit Geshem, so for the first 30 days, we assume he didn't say it. Only after 30 days are we assume that he used to saying Mashvaruch Amayit Geshem. For the record, this is only relevant to people who daven Nusach Ashkenaz that don't say Moira Tal in the summer. But people will say Moira Tal in the summer. Of course, we're supposed to say Mashvaruch Moira Geshem from Shmini Atzeres on. If you don't say it, and you only said Moira Tal, it's fine, the Dievid. Whereas if you said nothing in the winter, when you were supposed to say Mashvaruch Moira Geshem, you have to repeat the Shemin Esrei. So Meram Rattenberg says, say Mashvaruch Moira Geshem 90 times in Shmini Atzeres. That will make that we now are accustomed to saying it. And if you have a question, if you said it, we'll be able to say he probably said it. And part of his explanation is based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara, Rameyah said, Richik negiyos of chayiv, if an animal can become a tam over 3 days, kiv negiyos of lekoshkein. So if over 30 days we say you become accustomed, over 1 day, for sure you become accustomed. Rabbeinu Peretz, disagrees. Says the Gemara, he says, because when we're our Gemara is speaking about an animal, and we're saying if an animal did damage when 3 days, it's a proof that it's a mu'ud. Certainly, if it did it in 1 day, it's a mu'ud. Here, however, when we're talking about what are you accustomed to saying, just saying it one time, 90 times, isn't a raya. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mamari Rav, who says, what does the fact that the animal do damage 3 times prove? It's a proof that this is the type of animal it is. So he says, what's pshat? If in a case that it may be only in a case where it did it 3 separate days, but if it did it all in 1 day, maybe it had a bad day. Certainly, he says, when we speak about saying Mashvaruach Moed HaGeshem, which is based on what am I accustomed to, maybe it isn't the same. The Prisha asks a question. Rameyer indeed said a Sfara, a very nice Sfara that we just quoted, Richik Negiyos of Chayiv, Kirv Negiyos of Loichoshkein. But as we just finished learning the Gemara, we don't paskin like Rameyer. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So ask the Prisha, how did the Meram Rattenberg base his position on what Rameyah says when we don't paskin like Rameyah? So the Prisha says, and we quoted this Tosfos earlier, it's not that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the logic of Rameyah. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rameyah's logic. He says there's a gzeiros hakosif that the halacha is like you need 3 days. The Magen Avraham says a different pshat. He says, and we just actually explained this. He says, the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds for an animal to become a mu'ud, you need 3 days, because if an animal did damage on 1 day, we could say it had a bad day. But if it, and therefore it's not compelling that it's a mu'ud. You need 3 days, then we can't say it had 3 bad days. But when it comes to saying something, so you said it 90 times, you become that way. The Torah Tamim and Pashas Mishpatim actually says that our Gemara paskins like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of becoming a mu'ud and like Rameyer regarding not being a mu'ud. And he says, why is the Gemara paskining that way? So he says a beautiful pshat. He says it's much easier. It's to make something, to establish a fact, you need to determine that this is the habit of this person. The fact that the animal once did damage Karen isn't a proof that that's what this animal is. And since it's not a proof that this animal is, we have to wait for 3 days, that the animal should do this type of damage. And after we see that the animal did this type of damage for 3 different days, It's a proof that this animal is a nachan, that this animal is a mu'ud. However, explains the Torah Tumima, why are we passing like Reb Meir regarding the case of the animal not being a mu'ud? That goes back to a svara that we said earlier. We earlier said that it's much harder, that to break something is harder than, once you have a habit, it's difficult to break a habit. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that the animal did not do damage three times when it saw another animal is not a proof that this animal is not a mu'ud anymore. Only because, yes, it saw animals three times and it didn't do damage, but that isn't yet a proof what the story of this animal is. Only after the animal showed that it changed its habit, that's only way we could be confident that this animal is no longer a mu'ud. And in fact, the Sefer Chashukei Chemed quotes the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Tana Rabbana Ezu Shoita, Hayotzi Yichidi Belaila, if it goes out alone, somebody goes out alone, Baloma Beis Kveres, he sleeps in a cemetery, Mekara Es Ksusai. So he says, he asks a question, halachic question. What would be the halacha if somebody did these three different things that prove that he's a shoita, but he did it all in one day? So he says, according to what we just learned, maybe he wouldn't be considered a shoita. Because he wouldn't be considered a... The question is, according to Reb Meir, Kirev Negechaisa of Lekoshkeim. So according to Reb Meir, what we don't have, as Tosfos just taught us, a special pasuk to teach us that he should not be, that you need 3 days. So Reb Meir's svara stands, and since Reb Meir's svara stands, maybe, and we said that the Magen Avraham says that Reb Meir's svara is a strong svara, so maybe the halacha ought to be that the animal, that he's certainly a shaita. But now that we have the opinion of the Torah Tumima, that the Torah Tumima introduced a new consideration. The consideration the Torah Tumima introduced into our Gemara is the fact that something happened on one day, even though it happened many times on one day, is not an indication, because maybe he had a bad day, the animal had a bad day. We could say the same by a human being. This human being had a bad day, and on that one day, he did many things that show that he's a shaita. The fact that he did many things in one day that he's a shaita doesn't prove that he's a shaita. All it means is that he had a bad day, and therefore he would not be a shaita until he acted this way lahalocha 3 times. Ask the Gemara, Ibailuhu, Shlosh Yom Diktani. So we keep on speaking, and we just said that this is the halacha, that the Shlosh Yom that make and mu'ud into mu'ud. How do we understand those 3 days? Liyudei Torah, that's a proof that this animal is a nachon, it's a dangerous animal. Liyudei Gavra, what does it mean that the person didn't do proper watching? The person has to do better job of watching his animal. Says the Gemara, L'may Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina between these 2 different approaches? Says the Gemara, Dosu Tlosu Kisei Sadi B'chad Yoyma. 3 pairs of witnesses came in one day, and they said that they saw this animal do damage on 3 different days. As Tosfos points out, it could be the same pair also. As long as they said 3 times the animal did this damage. We'll see why the Gemara in a moment, why the Gemara chose 3 separate pairs. If the point is to make the animal into Nachem Miyad, because we now know that this animal did damage 3 days. However, that this person, the owner of the animal, did not properly watch the animal, and that's why it became a mu'ud, lo miyad, then the animal wouldn't be a mu'ud, because the person who hears from these 3 different pairs says, I only became aware that I have a problem now, when these 3 pairs came and told me I have a problem. Hashtu de kamasadbe. Now they're coming to warn me, and now I became aware, and I should not be held responsible for what happened previously. Toshma. So the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. The Gemara says, "En ashon nasamud." An animal doesn't. The Brisa says, an animal does not become a mu'ud at sheyidabay b'fnei baal b'fnei bezdin until testimony was offered before the owners and before bezdin. Heidabay b'fnei bezdin. But if this was done, it was given before bezdin, v'loy b'fnei baal, but the owners weren't there. Or in front of the owners without the bezdin, you have to have both. And why does the brisa repeat itself? So the Mukhi Yosef explains, because since in certain cases the halacha is that we can accept edus, if the owner can't come to bezdin, he's sick, then bezdin is able to accept testimony even without the owner being there. So our Gemara insists that is not going to be the halacha here. They have to have both there. Continues the Braisa in explaining what is the halacha. So says the Braisa, Hiidu shnayim b'rishoyna. Two Edom came and said about the first episode. V'shnayim b'shniya. And two more Edom came in about the second episode. V'shnayim and two more Edom came in. V'shlish is about the third episode. Harekan shlosha edyos. We have here three testimony. V'ein ker edus achas l'nazoma. The halacha is of the din of Edom Zoymimin. The Torah says that if testimony is offered by witnesses, and then other witnesses show up and say, how could you possibly be saying testimony, Imona Yisum, you were elsewhere, then the halacha is that Nimtzis Kas Rishon Zoymimis, if the first pair turns out to be Edom Zoymimim, Harein Kan Shtei Edyos, because the other two testimonies stand. Vu Potter, but the animal is not a mu'ud, because we have to have three testimonies. V'heim p'turim, and they won't be held responsible, because we know the punishment of somebody who's a eid zomim is a sisim loy kasha zomim lasis l'ochif. Here, they weren't able to accomplish anything, because one time doing damage doesn't make him into a mu'ud. The nimtzas kashni zomimis, if the second pair was turned into eid zomimim, so we're only left with Edis Achas, the who potter, and he's potter, again, from paying Nezek Sholem, because it's not a mu'ud. They ain't peturim, and they don't have to pay, because there's no kasha zomam, because they didn't, what they would have said, wouldn't have made the animal into a mu'ud. However, says the Braisa, nemtze kash shlish zomimus, now when the third pair is kashim zomim, then kulun chayovim. The three pairs combined to have to pay the Nezek Sholem. Because between them all together, he would have been, the animal was a mu'ud, and the owner would have to pay Nezek Sholem. The Zen Nemer, and here is the time and place where Halachav Asisaloi Kashazom Last Slachav kicks in. So now the Gemara says, E Amrit, if we're going to say that the purpose of the Edis is Liyadatur to prove that this animal is a Nachin, and the animal is a Nachin, and therefore he's a mu'ud, Shaper. So we now understand why the first pair will only have to pay chatzi nezek, because the animal is not a mu'ud. Because we'll explain that the Brice is speaking about a case where the Edom were only brought after the third negicha, and the animal was, they were trying to make the nizik was trying to prove that this animal is a mu'ud and he has to pay nezek sholem. Because they brought to make him into a mu'ud. Eliam liu de gavro, but if the purpose is to make the person into that he didn't properly watch his animal, le mehanech kamoi, why can't the first and second pair say, anami avidin basa shlosh yom also hanami yadilei? Were we aware that there's going to be a third pair? So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. If we're going to say that the Edom are coming to say about the animal, so the third pair knows that their testimony is going to make the animal into mu'ud. But if it's coming on the person, how do they know anything was said about the person? Says the Gemara Amar of Ashi, Amrit l'shmaitz kameder of Kahana, v'amali v'am liyudi tar min neicha. Why are you so convinced that if they're coming to talk about the animal, everything is understandable. Let's say, let this third pair of Edom come and say, do we know that there were two pairs of Edom that we hear previously? We didn't know that this is what's going to happen because of our testimony. Answers the Gemara, the case here is the Kamram Zirumuzi. We see that the last pair of Edom are talking to the earlier pair of Edom, so obviously they know that they are the ones that are going to make the animal into a mu'ud. Vashem k'shbaru tzufim. They all came together. So they can't say we didn't know about the earlier pairs. Ravina ma'mekirim ba'al shor. The Bryce is speaking about a case where they know the owner, ve'mekirim sashor, but they don't know the animal. Says the Gemara, if they don't know the animal, hechem yadle. Da'am ritu nechane isla b'gabar. We know that you have an animal that does damage. Boilel chanturi l'kabakra. And therefore, the halacha is you should have watched your entire herd of animal. And since you didn't know which animal, therefore the animal becomes a mu'ud. So Tosfos asks, if they don't know which is the animal, and just saying that you have a problem, how does the animal become a mu'ud? So Tosfos answers that the case of this b'raisa is talking about a case that they didn't know at the time that this is the animal that did the damage, but ultimately they're able to recognize the animal. So they are talking about the same animal. Iboilu, so now ask the Gemara. Hamash shasa kalbish chaver b'chaveri. If somebody incites somebody else's dog to do damage in its owner, mahu, b'shasa v'adi potter, the person that did the person that got the dog excited is not going to be chayiv. Because of the halacha that we've quoted so many times in our shiurim, that it's a grama ben zaken, and grama ben zaken is not chayiv. But what's going to be the halacha on the balak telef? Me, Amrina Matz Amalei, the owner of the dog could say, no, my avida, I didn't do anything. The other person got this dog excited. You know your dog has the ability that if it's instigated, it will do damage. You shouldn't have let the dog be in a place where it could do damage. The Mishnah said, when does the mu'ud become a tam? At a point, when the children play with it, it doesn't do damage. If it did damage while the children were playing with it, the owner would be chayiv. So we see that it was the children that incited the animal, and still the owner is chayiv. So the Amar by Mik Tani Noga chayiv. Where's the Mishnah say that if the children excited the animal, the owner will have to pay nizik shalim? Dilma ha Noga chleavatam. The focus of our Mishnah is not on damages. The focus of our Mishnah is the animal going to be a tam or not. But if the animal did damage because the children excited it, maybe indeed the owner would not be chayiv. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya from the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Vava Mabez. That's talking about a murderer. Shisaba as a caliph. If somebody excited a dog, Shisaba Nakash, if somebody excited a snake, and that snake or dog killed somebody, Potter. The person that excited it is Potter. My laugh, Potter Hamashasa. The one that excited the animal is Potter, given the reason that we just gave, because he's only Grama ben Azakin. The Chai Bal Kelef. But the owner is held responsible. Says the Gemara, Loi. That's not the way to understand. That Ema Potter Af Mashasa. That even the one that got the animal excited is Potter, but the owner is for sure Potter. He didn't do anything. If somebody excites the animal, will the halach is chayiv? The owner of the animal will be responsible. If the animal was excited and it did damage to the person that excited him, Potter, then certainly the owner of the animal will be exempt. My tamer kol mishana. Somebody who does something that he wasn't allowed to do, or bo ach v'shira bo, and because of that he got damaged, potter, then it's potter. Amalei Rav Papa l'Ravi itma mishmed Reish Lakish kavaseich. We learned from Reish Lakish a similar halacha. Dam Reish Lakish they paris b'shus rabim. If there are two animals in shus rabim, achas revutza, one is laying on the floor, vachas malachas, and one is walking. Or bota malachas b'revutza, and then the animal that's walking kicks the animal that's sitting, even though we're learning that's a case of keren. Still, the halacha is that it wasn't, did damage. So this is a case of kala mishana v'shinabah acha v'shinabah. The animal wasn't supposed to be sitting there, but you weren't. This animal wasn't supposed to be kicking, and therefore it's potter. However, revutz b'malachas. But if the one sitting damaged the one walking, chayevis, because the one walking didn't do anything wrong. Amalei says Rava that this is not the same. Anobehi chayuvim chayevna. I actually hold that if the malachis, the damage in the revutza, the owner of that animal is responsible. You have a right for your animal to walk. You have no right to kick. And therefore, the animal that kicked is held responsible. So our Gemara has been very focused on an animal that did damage because it became excited. So the Sefer Mishpatei Torah speaks about a situation where somebody owns a snake. But this snake is a very domesticated snake. And until you excited, it won't do any damage. And the snake was sitting on the steps, and somebody got the snake excited, and it did damage. What's going to be halacha? So he paskins that even though he had no right to do what he did, but it's only grumim benizokin, and even though we learned a snake is always a mu'ud, and since we learned, he says, that we learned a snake is always a mu'ud, so even though this snake, as we just learned, is a domesticated snake, it doesn't change the halacha that this snake is a mu'ud, because every snake is a mu'ud. And since this snake is considered a mu'ud, he had no right to excite it. And if he excited it, the person who excited it will not be chayiv. The only person that will be chayiv is the owner of the snake.